What's in your immigration file? You don't know? Then why are you filing for permanent residence? Hi, I'm Carlos Spatara. This is the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining us. As an appellate attorney, I've seen many instances of cases being lost from the outset. Cases that with the proper guidance stood a good chance of being won. Why does this happen? In some cases, it takes place because the person upon whom the immigrant is relying, a friend, a family member, a notario, or worse, a lawyer, tells the immigrant, "Why worry? The government will never know. It happened too long ago. They don't have records going back that far." Wrong, 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 for a bunch of reasons. First of all, always tell the truth. Fraud is a crime, plain and simple. Second, to prepare properly means just that. Prepare. If you have any immigration history, you must obtain and study your records before taking any steps forward. I've seen folks, after the fact, after they lost, who actually had their immigration records in advance. They obtained them under a FOIA request. That's F-O-I-A. It stands for the Freedom of Information Act. A legal assistant or lawyer helped them obtain the records. But here's the kicker. They never reviewed the immigrant's files with the immigrant. Now, you tell me, what good is having your records if you or someone helping you never analyzes them? Third, what if the records show problems? Maybe I'm slightly jaded, but I think some of the folks who purport to help immigrants either fail to review an immigrant's prior history, or they review them and yet they stay silent about the negative factors, because to tell immigrants the truth means no fees for them. Yes, I'm talking about scammers, con artists, some with business cards who call themselves legal assistants or lawyers. The truth is this. There are immigrants for whom caution is warranted. This does not mean immigrants with blemishes can never go forward. Let's take a brief look at what I mean. In some cases, cleanup is possible. Then an immigrant can go forward. Other times, no cleanup is currently feasible. But the issue is one that immigration reform might resolve in the future. And then, there are some cases where cleanup is not at all possible. How do you know the difference? Well, it begins by knowing what's in your immigration file. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.